Terror as a weapon. Both the Lord and Satan use terror as a weapon. Satan uses it to strike fear in the hearts of men in order to render them helpless or passive in the face of the enemy. This is how the Egyptians were able to control the Israelites in captivity. This is how each of the enemies in the book of Judges overwhelmed and controlled the people. This is how Hitler was able to murder 6 million Jews and 10 million Christians by striking terror in the men's hearts. The results of Satan's tactics can last for days, months, years, and on rare occasions, generations, but usually just for a few months. God terrorizes in a far different manner, with startling results. Whereas Satan's terror tactics tend to be temporary, God's last from generation to forever. Example, the worldwide flood is still being talked about some 8,000 years later. It is estimated that over 132 nations have handed down generation by generation some kind of story related to the flood. The effects of the language barrier created by the Lord at Babel 6,000 or more years ago still last even to today. The enemies of the Israelites, hundreds of years later, will still talking about the battle at the Red Sea and how their God accomplished the destruction of the Egyptians. Serving on the battle line in the Lord's army, each warrior must know to the very depths of his being these words. So, do not fear, for I am with you. Do not be dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you and help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand. All who rage against you will surely be ashamed and disgraced. Those who oppose you will be as nothing and perish. Though you search for your enemies, you will not find them. Those who wage war against you will be as nothing at all, for I am the Lord your God, who take hold of your right hand and say to you, do not fear, I will help you. Isaiah 41. This shield protects the heart. In 50 years of counseling and police work, I've been assaulted verbally and physically numerous times. When the first tentacles of fear gripped my heart, I turn to this passage. A warrior must understand that the commander will preserve those who belong to him. However, God does not employ suicidal tactics. The Son of God willingly, not by his own hand, but by the hand of evil men, died. True, many godly persons are martyred in the war against the forces of evil, but never by their own hand. Revelation 12:11 stands as a monument to those who surrender their lives for the sake of Christ. And they love not their lives, even unto death. The translation of this passage I like the very best comes out of the New Revised Standard Version. They did not cling to life, even in the face of death. Even evil men are constantly called upon to sacrifice themselves on Satan's altar by their own hand. Suicide is a chief weapon of evil men, whether it's a suicide bomber of Islam today or the divine wind of Japan yesterday. Their roots spring from the depths of evil. They're not to be feared, rather aided in their rush to eternity. They should be encouraged in their suicidal endeavor. The majority of the Jewish population during World War II, when confronted by Nazi terror tactics, submitted rather than take aggressive action. This is the expected behavior by Satan when he attacks. Jesus, when tempted by Satan, took a firm, assertive stand, causing Satan to back down. It's important to understand the boundaries when dealing with Satan. Two scriptures define those boundaries. Jude warns us about reviling Satan, rather simply having the Lord rebuke him. Peter adds that Satan is to be resisted. passive acceptance of one's lot in life is not an acceptable alternative. One would sit passively when one's child is being assaulted? No. Someone, I guess, would, but for the most part, most of us would not. God gives us responsibilities. At times, those responsibilities require us to protect those under our authority. It is a process of protecting, which is defined as resisting.